Are we panicking? Are you saying that we're really overreacting?
Well, is there a reason to be concerned about this particular incident at this stage? I would say yes, and one of the reasons why it's being investigated. But as far as the public in general, I would say there is a lot of overreaction going on. And that's one of the things we need to be very, very careful about right now. We need to take a risk management perspective as a society right now and really sit down and assess what is the probability, what are the consequences, and what are our vulnerabilities, and then start devoting our resources and our attention appropriately. Right now, we keep hearing of this as being a potential threat or that being a potential threat, and the public begins to panic because of the esoteric nature of this. It makes it difficult for people to really judge and say what is real and what isn't.
Right. So we have people going out and buying gas masks. And I'm hearing the experts say that that is a waste of money, waste of time, and it's probably not going to be effective anyway.
Right, because you would, in this case, anthrax is colorless and odorless, and you would never know if you had an exposure. So, unless you were to wear it 24 hours a day, it wouldn't help. But it's natural for the public to be concerned about this,
right,
and to want to get more information on it. And it is scary. We are, you know, facing different times now. So, if people feel concerned and panicky, you know, it's okay. But make sure you get the right information and don't overreact. And know who to call if you have certain situations that are of concern to you.
You know, Craig, you know, you were saying a minute ago, you have to assess the probability of this happening and what to do. As an expert in counterterrorism, do you believe that we are much less likely to experience an attack of bioterrorism or chemical terrorism than we are the terrorist more traditional route of bombs, planes, whatever?
Absolutely. One of the things you have to remember is looking at it from the terrorist perspective. Terrorists like to use methods that are reliable. They know what the outcome or what the result is going to be, whether that should be to create lots of casualties, which for the kinds of perpetrators that we're concerned about right now, that's a big part of their goals, their objectives. And generally speaking, they know explosives. Yes, we know what that will do. We're very familiar with it. We've been using it for years. We know that if we fly an aircraft into a building, it's going to have a very dramatic effect, as it's been demonstrated already. But when it comes to the domain of chemical and biological terrorism, it becomes a lot more ambiguous and a lot more difficult to predict. States have difficulties, spent millions of dollars and years developing effective chemical and biological weapons. For a lot of terrorist groups, the amount of resources required to do that just don't justify the effort.
Yeah, I think I was reading the cult in Japan who used the sarin gas, spent something like $3 million, used labs and biologists, and only killed 12 people.
Exactly.
And I don't mean that lightly. I just mean when you consider how much effort they put into it, that the result was not as dramatic as maybe they would have gotten if they used some other method. Rhonda and Sefner, go ahead.
Yes, my question is, we've heard so much about anthrax and smallpox as a possibility of a threat. What other types of things might they be using or might we need to be concerned about as a threat?
Okay, at the risk of scaring people, because which we're trying not to do today, we're trying to do just the opposite. We've heard about anthrax, we've heard about smallpox. What are the other risks of bio or chemical terrorism?
I know you don't... referring to potential agents, we've actually identified about 500 to 600 that have significant potential from a terrorist perspective.
Should I be scared that you're telling me that?
Well... Again.
We want people to put this in perspective.
Exactly. Again, do you mean, what is it? Getting an agent really isn't that difficult. If a bad guy out there does enough homework, he will figure out how to obtain, possess, or develop an agent.
It
may not be a good quality agent or whatever.
It's
being able to use
it. Exactly.
It's being able to use it, being able to disseminate it in such a method. When we talk in terms of weapons of mass destruction, we're talking in terms of like thousands of casualties. And the fact of the matter is, it requires a heck of a lot of technology, both from the gadgeteering perspective, as far as the actual, whether it be chemistry skills or microbiology skills, in order to affect damage on that kind of scale.
Okay, Chris in Lakeland, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kathy. I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I served over in Desert Storm. And I have a two-part question. The first part is, I was given the anthrax vaccination as part of the first group to go over there. They gave us a bolus or a one large in vaccination, and several of the other groups got broken down vaccinations. I'd like to know the effects of that. And also,
you want to know the effects on you for having had that vaccination?
I mean, as compared to a large dose or broken down doses of the anthrax vaccine. And just a quick, the other part of the question is, Seeing as this anthrax is mutated, wouldn't it be much like a flu virus where if it's mutated you would have to have a vaccination for each strain of the virus?
Yeah, not to mention the whole issue and there was a lot of controversy back then over the military even giving a vaccine ahead of time.
Right, that's an issue, and whenever people are forced to get vaccinated, some people don't want to get it, but when it's not available, then everybody wants it. Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting question, and I don't know the answer to the bolus versus multiple doses on the vaccine. And as far as the second part of the question,
mutate.
There are different strains of this organism, so that's a very interesting point.
Yeah. In fact, that was one of the concerns that a lot of people with the Department of Defense and some other chemical and biological analysts that I've mm-hmm. spoken to had about the vaccine
yeah.
in the
and
past.
This is uncharted territory,
yeah, it sure
and not
is.
A lot is known on this, so we will be learning as we
yeah.
go along.
And we'll have you back as we find out more and more information comes in. Back in a moment.